This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley is here, Dog Nation. Connor, you wrote a great piece about Kirby wanting this team to do two things better. Now, you know, I don't want to just say those are the two things that are going to take this team over the top, but let's talk about this because when you say where does Georgia need to improve, were you surprised by the things that he said he wants them to be better at?
No, because one of, I think, the big takeaways that this Georgia team had coming out of the Notre Dame game last year was they got to do more around the quarterback. And look, I know Gunnar Stockton replacing Carson Beck is going to draw a lot of attention, and understandably so. But one, I don't think Gunnar Stockton is as naturally gifted a quarterback as Carson Beck is. And two, like, I thought Gunnar actually played decent in that game against Notre Dame, but they couldn't run the ball effectively, and they put so much on the shoulders of the quarterback that it just became too much for him and any one individual to overcome. So they know that they need to do a better job running the ball. This is something that people were saying throughout the season, and Kirby, you know, sort of sidestepping it during the year, saying some of it is opponent-based. But I think when you are able to look at the issue in totality, they finished 102nd in the country in rushing last season. It was the worst rushing offense by a good margin under Kirby Smart last year, and there are a number of reasons why that was the case. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, again, when your offense is what it was a season ago, the margin is so slim that, you know, a small flip in going from a top five rush defense to the number 30 rush defense, it is pretty drastic when you're trying to win a national championship. And one of those things that you just banked on was always having a great run defense. And I think we saw specifically against teams that had mobile quarterbacks, they found ways to give Georgia's run defense problems, which that's just a math thing. But you look at the games that they lost, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, all of those teams found great success, some more than others in terms of explosive rushing attack, but consistently getting 5, 6, 7 yards rushing the ball with their quarterback. So they've got to figure out ways to both run the ball and do a better job stopping the run. And I know that both of those sort of run counter to this idea that Georgia is having to go out there and replace a new quarterback and have a better offense than a season ago.
It's Connor Riley with us, guys, from Dog Nation. Last week when Carl was on vacay, we found out about Jackson Cantwell, the number one offensive lineman who decides to go to Miami over Georgia. And then we had a lot of conversation subsequently about that, Connor. Could Kirby not guarantee he could start as a freshman? And was that part of it? Or at the end of the day, it just comes down to Miami's collective simply brought more money to the equation?
I think it's, you know, sure, a little bit of Miami being able to say, hey, we're going to be able to start you day one. But from my understanding and my reporting on the issue on it, and Jeff Sintel, who was in Missouri and spoke with Drew Rosenhaus, the agent, Georgia's financial offer was not close to what Miami had been willing to give. And Georgia was willing to make Jackson Cantwell one of, if not potentially, the highest paid recruit they had ever made. And Miami was still going to blow them out of the water in that regard. Pete Nakos of On3, who has become very well trusted in the matters of reporting on NIL, reported that it was around $2.5 million is what Jackson Cantwell is going to get in his first year.
Wow.
And look, Georgia values great offensive tackles more than just about anybody. You know, you look at Broderick Jones, Andrew Thomas, even Amarius Mims, who is more of a right tackle. They've won a lot with great offensive tackles. And Georgia, for a variety of reasons, deemed that the price tag for Cantwell was just a little too rich. Whereas Miami, who, as we saw this offseason, was willing to shell out $4 million for Carson Beck, which I think a lot of Georgia fans would say that's probably too much. Miami showed a willingness to spend and say, hey, we're going to go all in on this guy, Jackson Cantwell. And Georgia made a decision ultimately to not try and match in that regard.
I'm not fussing at you, Connor, but I'm sitting here and you know, just hearing you talk about this money for an offensive tackle who's done nothing at the collegiate level, who hadn't even shown whether he can stop a blitz, make a reach block, protect his quarterback. Like, and it's blowing me away, and I'm not fussing at you. What I am saying is, this is the problem, right? I mean, seriously, if he comes into Miami and is able to prove that in year two, if you said he's getting that, I would have a problem with it. But he's coming out of high school and he's getting this, and you're going, wait a minute, isn't there something fundamentally wrong with that?
Right, and this is what Kirby said last week. You know, he takes issue with the fact that, you know, potentially a college freshman who has never done anything, as you point out, Carl, is making more than a senior potentially would. And to your point, like, let's say, okay, Jackson Cantwell comes in and lives up to the hype in year one. Do you think he's going to be content to just make $2.5 million right, again? Right. Or do you think it's going to be a Nico situation where he's like, okay, yeah, this was the old deal, and now that I've started performing, I want to get paid even more of that? And we're still waiting and seeing what the ultimate final numbers are going to be with the House settlement that could be potentially wrapped up as soon as this week. Although, let's be honest, we've been saying that for about the past 7 weeks now. So, you know, how that all factors into it will be interesting to me going forward. But I think, and Carl, you hit on it, and this is something that frustrates Kirby as well. Somebody missed out on Jackson Cantwell. Like, they're going to miss out on recruits. They're not going to land every five-star recruit that they go to the mat for. But when the financials become what they are and those get out, and now there's probably going to be an expectation moving forward where if you're the number one offensive tackle in the country next year, like Cantwell is, 2.5 might be seen as your starting number. And that, as Kirby Smart has pointed out time and time again, before even getting into the chemistry aspect, is just not sustainable in this sport.
Right, and that's the thing. You know, we heard Kirby's comments. We were playing a lot of it as Connor Riley from Dog Nation joins. We were playing the audio last week, Carl, where basically Kirby's like, I can't pay a freshman more money than I'm paying an upperclass. That's not the world we're living in. I mean, if we ever get these guardrails, Connor, which, I mean, I don't know, the president's committee with Nick Saban and all this, okay, I don't know if that's going to lead to anything, but I just don't think even Kirby, the greatest coach currently coaching, can say that and walk that walk, because the lifeblood right. of the program is recruiting, and this is the going rate.
And you know, again, I think this eventually these schools are going to have to come together, and they're going to have to decide, hey, we're going to have to do something for the betterment of the college sport rather than acting in our own self-interest, because that's ultimately what leads to Miami saying, hey, we feel comfortable giving Jackson Cantwell $2.5 million for year one because it's in the best interest of our program and not the best interest in the recruits moving forward and the overall health of the sport. And I can tell you, because in just talking to fans and talking to people, all this talk about financials and players making more and how much these guys are making and the transfer portal, all of this adds up, and it does start to disenfranchise your fan base. Mm. And eventually it's going to come to the point, in my opinion, where these fans who are right now being asked to fit the bill, these boosters who are being asked, hey, we need you to shell out money so we can go get a Jackson Cantwell, so we can go get a Jared Curtis, are going to say, well, I don't want to spend my money on a product I'm not really enjoying and I'm not getting the same level of enjoyment out of going forward. There will always be some schools that, yes, are willing to pay more. That's just the reality of life. But I do believe that college football is getting closer and closer to a certain point of it really aggravating its key fans. Its older fans, I think, are already starting to feel that way with the way the transfer portal and all this has gone about. And moving forward, if you're not able to build fans because fans in college kids don't know who they're going to be rooting for on a year-in, year-out basis because which players are going to stick around, you do put yourself in a very slippery slope long-term for the health of this sport.
Connor Riley from Dog Nation joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Coming up, more on the Falcons and why many believe the Falcons are going to be good TV. Connor, let me ask you about not going into the portal for a quarterback. I continue to get this question from dog fans that I run into. I think many of them are surprised that they didn't go after a quarterback in the portal. What's your answer to that?
It's interesting. You know, we look at this position. We knew they were going to have to replace Carson Beck. And there have been a lot of talk about, okay, who's Georgia going to be able to go out there and get? You've seen in recent years, you know, Jaden Daniels, Cam Ward are Heisman Trophy winners that came out of the portal. Will Howard was Ohio State's quarterback last year. He won a national championship after transferring in from Kansas State. So you can find both individual and team examples of success coming out of the portal. But for me, it's interesting in that, you know, I always believe that Georgia was looking for a very specific type of player to come in and compete at the quarterback position. I don't think that they were going to be able to guarantee a starting spot like Miami ultimately did with Carson Beck, because they want to see the payoff for Gunnar Stockton and what they've invested in him as the team's starting quarterback, where he's waited three full seasons. And yes, he made his first start at the end of last year. And, you know, they wanted somebody who I think could potentially be depth. But at the end of the day, I don't think that there was a quarterback out there that felt, hey, I can come in and I can start over Gunnar Stockton. And I think, one, it speaks to how this staff feels about Gunnar Stockton. I think they want to see what he can do. I think they want to see how he can go about leading this team. Because while I don't believe that he is a better quarterback than Carson Beck, I do think that he brings better leadership qualities and can help elevate those around the Georgia program in a way that I don't think Carson necessarily did last season. And they want to see a guy that they've always felt really comfortable in, with a guy that not just Mike Bobo, but Kirby Smart as well, has always very much believed in. And I think because of that belief in Gunnar Stockton, both not even so much what it meant on the field, but just from a locker room chemistry camaraderie standpoint, I think that that was always going to make it difficult for Georgia to end up taking a transfer portal quarterback that wanted to come here. And that's actually ended up boring out over the course of this offseason.
All right. So now it's basically all the eggs are in the basket with him. He's got to be the man. And I know that, as you said to start the interview, it's kind of a tough sample size because they probably asked too much of him before the halftime. And then, of course, you know, you combine that with the Notre Dame special teams play and the kick return, and that was all she wrote. So I don't know. And you can't put that on Gunnar. I mean, yes, you want to believe you have confidence in him, but in hindsight, safe to say Bobo and them would just simply have just tried to run the football before halftime.
Right. And, you know, that's something where Kirby Smart said after the game they were trying to be aggressive. But I think knowing what you know, you're down 6-3, which ironically would have been the score of that Texas game where Georgia came out. Now, granted, Georgia got the ball first in the second half of that SEC championship game, whereas Notre Dame was getting the ball first in that college football playoff game. But you're right, Mike. They have put a lot of this program on the Gunnar Stockton and what the future, specifically when it comes to 2025 and likely 2026 as well. I don't think Gunnar is going to be a one-and-done type starting quarterback. A lot of this is now on Gunnar Stockton, and they've made a real investment for him to get to this point and sticking with him and developing him. And you've seen enough in the win against Texas and in the loss against Notre Dame where, you know, is he going to light the world on fire? Is he going to be a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback? No, probably not. But there is something that he brings to this team, and I think they're interested in seeing, you know, can that energy that he brings last over the course of a full 15-16 game season and help elevate Georgia back to where they were in 2021 and 2022 when they were winning national championships.
Connor, great stuff. Tell the people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Or they can find you.
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley. Big time of year where there's not a whole lot going on in football, but Georgia won a national championship in women's tennis yesterday. Softball advances to super regionals, and baseball, they got one of the better baseball programs in the country at this point.
Yeah, all right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.